Good morning. Can I welcome you all again to another online Sunday service from the Leeds Chapel? My name is Ben Sterry and I will lead us through the first part of this service. After that, I'll ask you to go to the Facebook page where our pastor James Tideman has recorded his message for the week. If you've not already done so, please check either your emails or the Leeds Chapel Facebook site for the links to the songs that we'll be singing and also the link to James's message. Can I start by reading some words from Psalm 22? These are penned by David, but they are those words which are echoed from the cross. God's word reads, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out to you by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. You are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted you and delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. I like at the outset of our service this morning to sing a hymn. It's a traditional hymn, I Hear the Words of Love. And it just focuses our minds upon the Lord Jesus Christ and upon his work of salvation upon the cross. So let's pause the recording and sing along with the song on YouTube. And now let's turn to our God in prayer. Our loving Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that we can join together to worship you this morning. Even in these strange times, there is so much that we can give you praise and thanks for. The beauty of the creation that surrounds us. The health and the strength that we know. The safety that we appreciate. The roofs over our head and the food that we've had to eat. The ministry of your word. The fellowship and the prayer support of our brothers and sisters in Christ. And yet there is such a greater way in which you have blessed us. We want to thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to live on this earth and then to be sacrificed to take away our sin. Thank you that he did not turn back from the cross, even though the anticipation of it caused him to sweat drops of blood. And the agony, not so much of the nails tearing his flesh, but the agony of his separation from the Godhead, caused him to cry out, "Why have you forsaken me?" Thank you for his steel-faced determination to love us when we showed no sign of loving you. Thank you that he did not turn back, but faced the cross, faced separation from his Father, faced death, and all to win our love. And now as we come to worship you, bringing nothing of ourselves except our broken and contrite hearts, and we ask for forgiveness, for we recognise that although you gave everything for us, we are unable to go one day without failing you. Lord, forgive us for the many ways in which we fail, for the good intentions not carried out, for motives that have been tainted by this world and miss your high standards, for our lust and our envy and our pride, for our hardness of heart and our slowness to learn. Forgive us, we pray. And as you forgive us, please strengthen us so that we might be the men and the women that you want us to be. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm really missing being able to sing with a congregation. The next song we're going to sing, you may not be familiar with, but I think you'll soon pick it up. And I pray that as you do so, it will give you the sense of being able to sing and worship God with your fellow believers as you think about Christ's amazing sacrifice for us. So let's sing, Highly Exalted. Now perhaps you can open your Bibles and turn to the passage that James will be preaching on. It's 1 Thessalonians 5, and he's going to read from verse 12 to the end of that passage. God's word reads, "Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Brothers and sisters, pray for us. Greet all God's people with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers and sisters. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." And now can we sing again? This is a simple song. It is "Rejoice in the Lord Always." I've given you a couple of options. So if you're younger at heart, you might choose to pick the children's version. Or again, if you like singing along with a congregation, there's one that looks like perhaps a more familiar setting. Choose the version that you like. But please pause the recording and sing "Rejoice in the Lord Always." And now let us pray one more time. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us this wonderful privilege of prayer. Thank you that your word tells us that you delight to hear our prayers and you want to answer our prayers. We ask that you would be at work in us to show us your will, that we might pray for those things that bring you pleasure, that you might be pleased to answer our prayers. We know that you are a God of compassion, and so we bring to you all those who are suffering at this time. We pray for those who are grieving and for those who are feeling the mental strain of our new reality. Lord, will you be close to them and will you bless them? We know that you are a God who seeks and who saves, so we pray for all those who've been prompted to turn to you during this crisis, and we pray that you will answer their prayers by showing them the way to salvation and the joy that it brings. We know that you are a God who sets up and who puts down government. So we pray for our government, that you would enable them to govern us with wisdom beyond their knowledge, with a compassion for the poor and the marginalized, and with a righteousness that you expect from those in authority. And now we pray that as James brings a message to us from the Bible, that you will bring that message to life. We thank you that the Bible is not a powerless book, but it is a book that brings life and is in itself living. As we hear your word for us today, may it affect our hearts, our heads, and our lives. I pray that you would open our eyes to who you are and who you want us to be, that we might be established and then grow in our faith. I pray that it would draw us closer to you, and that it would deepen our relationship with you. And again, we ask this all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, can I hand over to James? Please pause the recording and go to the Facebook page to listen to the message there. As we close, please pause the recording once again. We're now going to sing, "My Heart is Filled with Thankfulness." So please, again, pause the recording and sing this closing hymn. I'd like to close with a blessing. It comes out of the passage we've read today. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Amen.